Well, Jeff, despite your best endeavours to keep this season on track, the weather's doing its best to ruin it for you, isn't it?
Yeah, another frustrating day. You look at the weather forecast this morning, it could have been a lot worse, I think. People were talking about complete washout for the day, so at least we managed to get 30-odd overs in, so that was good. Got the game underway, got the innings underway. It would have been nice to bowl a little bit better, a bit more consistently, but sometimes coming out towards the end of the day is a little bit tricky when people have just been sitting around all the time, unsure of exact starting times.
You have got a bonus point already, though. Within 30 overs, you've got them down to 3 wickets, so your lead over Lancashire stretches to a massive 7 points now.
Look, we don't... I hope the team isn't thinking in those sort of terms, really. You just got to go out and play as well as you possibly can for the cricket they have in front of you. And, you know, as I said, it would be nice to play a little bit better today. The aim, we just had a chat there, the aim is to come out tomorrow and play better than we did today. And we've got to do that. And if we do that, then, you know, we have a chance of taking a hold of the game. But it's going to be tough. They're probably going to be bowling conditions throughout the game. So... we just got to make sure that we're ready for every session that comes along.
You said you weren't that happy with the bowling. I mean, there was a lot of maiden overs early on, and Callum Thorpe particularly, 2 wickets with hardly any runs on the board. Got Liam Dawson, 4th delivery, and then managed to get Michael Carberry as well.
Yeah, I thought Thorpe and Onions were excellent the first 10 overs. I think Thorpe bowled 5, Onions then bowled 6, I think. And I thought those two were excellent, but it was after that we just let a little bit of pressure off. McKenzie's a tricky guy to bowl to. But collectively, we could have been a little bit harder, a bit more demanding on the batters, I think.
Do you think there's a slight desperation creeps in when you say you've been in the dressing room for so long, the players want to get out there, you know time's being squeezed all the time, trying to get wickets quickly and perhaps putting a little bit too much pressure on themselves, the radar goes a little bit?
Possibly. I mean, very often these situations are tailor-made for the experienced bowler, and you know we're not that blessed with experience. Graham's played a few Test matches. Callum Thorpe, although he's you know mid-30s, he hasn't played a lot of cricket. Mitch and Rushworth are just you know in the infancy of their careers, really. So we haven't got a lot of experience to call on. So you're not quite sure of the mentality, but it's important that people just recognise the standards that are necessary to get into these games and aim for those standards on a consistent basis, and that's what the top teams do.
Chris Rushworth came in today for his first county championship match of the season, so the likes of Liam Plunkett and Ruel Brathwaite miss out again.
Yeah, Chris has done well. He played in the seconds last year. He's got 30-odd wickets in the seconds. Liam is still struggling for a bit of consistency, a bit of confidence in that sense. Brath has been unlucky. He had a good game along with Rushy last week in up in South North. They both performed well against not seconds. So it was a close call. And you know, we just thought with these possible bowling conditions, with the wet that's been around for the last week or so, wet start today, Rushy would have been the one to do the best job for us.